Hi, this is Richard K. Allison, your host for Sunday Night. And this evening, we bring you an encore performance of a previous Sunday Night broadcast. If you've never listened to Sunday Night before, I know you'll enjoy it. You'll hear music, drama, humor. You'll laugh. You'll cry. I bet you'll even say amen once or twice. So sit back and enjoy an encore performance of Sunday Night.
This world is not my home. I'm just a passing through. My treasures are laid up somewhere beyond the blue. The angels beckon me from heaven's open door. And I can't feel at home in this world anymore. This world is not my home.
For another thrilling and ultimately edifying Sunday night, I'm your host, Richard K. Allison, and have we got a dandy show for you this evening. All the regulars you've grown to know and love are on hand. Jeff Miller and his refreshment committee, Michael Pierce Donnelly and the New American Standard Band, and special guests tonight from St. Paul, Minnesota, the Northwestern College Vocal Ensemble under the direction of Dennis Port, and from State College, Pennsylvania, Chiz. That's right, Chiz, a very talented young man who has a trumpet with him that makes incredible sounds. So turn off the TV, get your feet off the couch, and get ready for something different.
This world is not my home. I'm just a passing through. My treasures are laid up somewhere beyond the blue. The angels beckon me from heaven's open door. And I can't feel at home in this world.
Thank you. Thank you, and welcome one and all to Sunday Night, that glimmering oasis on the wasteland of family entertainment. Yes, I am your host, Richard K. Allison. It's true, isn't it? It's tough to find a decent show for the kids to watch or listen to anymore. I mean, last night I was sitting with my wife and three children. This is a true story. Watching a seemingly harmless and cleverly written sitcom, and before I knew it, well, things were being done that should only be done after certain words are said, rings are exchanged, and cake with too much frosting has been eaten. You know, I couldn't believe it. But tonight, ladies and gentlemen, Sunday Night promises you that nothing will take place on this program that we wouldn't want to have take place in our own home. Rest assured, we know the children are listening, so you have nothing to worry about. I'm sure you were nervous. No, it's going to be a great evening. And by the time it's done, we hope you'll have decided to make Sunday Night a regular event at your home. To get things started, would you give a warm Sunday Night welcome to a Sunday Night newcomer, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, Chiz. That's Chiz. He'll be back. I told you you were going to love him. Yeah, he's a terrific young man. Look forward to hearing him again.
Excuse me, Mr. Allison. Could you help me find my mommy?
Well, hello there.
Honey.
Yes, honey. I'm sorry. I forgot your name.
That's all right, Mr. Allison. You can't help it because brain cells of a man your age are dying at an astounding rate.
I see.
That's good.
I beg your pardon?
That's good that you see. Recognizing your problem is the first step toward managing it.
I see. You are so encouraging.
I'm just mommy's little helper.
I'll bet you are.
Oh, no. You wouldn't really, would you, Mr. Allison?
What?
Bet.
Oh, I wouldn't bet. Oh, no.
That's good.
My goodness, you were really worried there for a moment.
And my little heart was racing.
Yes. But why?
You said you'd bet I was mommy's little helper.
And that bothered you?
Yes, that bothered me.
Why?
Because you're a role model for me and countless other prepubescent girls nationwide.
I had no idea.
And you're the kind of man that we would want to grow up to be if it wasn't for the fact that growing into a woman is what is expected of us.
Oh. Is that a disappointment to you?
What?
The fact that growing into a woman is what's expected of you.
Well, no, but the responsibility of all certainly weighs heavily on us.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You are?
Yes, I'm sorry to see that the cares of the world are already crowding in on you like that.
Well, you see, that's why we love you the way we do, because you have such a compassionate heart.
Well, thank you.
And one more thing.
Yes?
If you're going to be so self-serving in these sketches, we're going to have to find somebody else to write them.
Let's change the subject.
Now, that would be a thrill.
Okay. What kinds of things have shaped your life?
Could you be more specific?
Well, the people, places, books, films, plays, experiences, you know, those kinds of things.
Oh, I see. Thank you.
Yes.
I will never forget the words of John F. Kennedy.
And those were?
Ask not what your country can do for you.
Ah, yes.
Ask how many bowls of your cereal it takes to equal a bowl of total.
I don't remember that one.
Remember?
What?
The brain cells.
Oh, yes.
I think I know what has shaped my mommy.
Oh, what?
Cherry cheesecake.
Mmm.
Honey!
Oh, there's my mommy now. Goodbye, Mr. Allison.
Goodbye, honey.
Oh, boy.
See, we don't often single out individuals to thank for their contribution to Sunday night, but tonight we want to make an exception, because there is one person without whom this program would not exist. So tonight, we honor you.
My heart belongs to Mama. Ooh, Mama.
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 Sweet Mama of mine. Oh,
I want a girl just like the girl that married dear old Dad. She was a pearl and the only girl that Daddy ever had. A real old-fashioned girl with heart so true. One who loves nobody else but you. Oh, I want a girl just like the girl that married dear old Dad. Dear old Dad.
M is for the million things she gave me. O means only that she's growing old. T is for the
bride she'll always be. She'll always be. Put them all together, they spell Mother. A word that means the world to me.
Oh, there is no dearer friend than she.
While traveling on our way, this toilsome road of life, how few the friends that daily there we meet. Not many will stand by in trouble and in strife, with counsel and affection ever sweet. But there is one whose smile will ever on us beam, whose love is dearer far than any other. We may turn, this lesson we must learn. A boy's best friend is his mother. So cherish her with care and smooth her silvery hair. Her love is dearer far than any other. And wherever we may turn, this lesson we must learn. A boy's best friend is his mother.
Yes, sirree. Thank you, Mom. Well, after that touching tribute to our mothers, we thought, how can we follow this one up? And I think we've found the answer. Helping us out on that number were members of the Northwestern College Vocal Ensemble under the direction of Dennis Port. And Dr. Port is now here with the entire group, which numbers somewhere around 17 or so. Very talented, versatile group of kids from here at Northwestern College. And we're going to follow this tribute to Mother with the answer to every mother's concern. Ain't misbehaving.
Don't care to go. I'm home about it. Just be a barrio. Ain't misbehaving. don't stay out late, I don't get it going. I'm home about 8, just me and my radio.
I ain't
misbehaving, saving all my love for you, just you.
You know I ain't
misbehaving, saving all my love for you, saving all my love for you. I'm saving all my love for you.
Church, you insult the pastor's wife when you scratch your head before shaking somebody's hand.
When the choir starts to sing, whistle along. It's expected.
If people suddenly start to put their arms in the air, it's customary to throw money.
The earlier the service you attend, the brighter the tie you wear.
Yeah, always sign those cards in the pews. A friend of mine won a dustbuster.
Planning to attend church outside your own affiliation this summer? There's a lot of false information out there. Know before you go. Take this exhortation for clear communication. Avoid the aggravation of fabrication about any congregation. Get the facts. Get Praytell's handy new pocket travel guide, Denomination Delineation. Now you needn't worry and wonder what's coming next, when to sit, when to stand, when to shout, when to clap. Praytell's Denomination Delineation spells it all out for you and gives you some great tips about what to say or not to say after the service and what the range of a respectable offering is. It even indexes favorite hymns and choruses. No more need for discomfort and surprise. Now you can know before you go.
Yeah, the polite thing to do is to hold your breath for the entire opening prayer.
If someone offers you a full collection plate, take it. It's a sign of friendship.
You owe it to yourself and to those you love to know before you go. Get the facts. Get Praytell's handy new pocket travel guide, Denomination Delineation, coming soon to Christian bookstores near you. Michael Pierce Donnelly and the New American Band standing by. You've got an old hymn for us tonight, right?
It's called Praise My Soul, the King of Heaven.
Take it away.
Thank you, Mike. New American Standard Band. Say, we're about halfway done, but that means we got halfway left to go. So you stay with us. You're listening to Sunday Night. Welcome back. You're listening to Sunday Night. I'm your host, Richard K. Allison. There's lots more to come. Chiz will be here in a minute, the refreshment committee, the band, and Jeff and I have some stories from our childhoods and from our children's childhoods. Yeah, I said that right. So stay tuned. Welcome back once again, would you please, to Sunday Night from State College, Pennsylvania. Chiz.
It's good.
See, we asked our audience this evening to reminisce a bit, try to remember things that Mother always said. You know, tonight we've kind of taken as our hidden theme things that shape us. And Mom is certainly responsible for a lot of what we are, isn't she? And we remember things that she said, and we've got some fun responses. We had so many fun responses. We have time to do a few of them. Here's one. What Mom always said, if you run away, you'll get poison ivy. Don't roller skate in shorts, don't ride your bicycle barefoot, and don't stick peas up your nose. Oh, here's one. This sounds familiar. What? Did it get up and walk away on its own? Yeah. It's beautiful. I always remember my mother saying, you are a unique, unrepeatable miracle. Isn't that wonderful? What would we do without Mom? You know, the memory is a fascinating phenomena. Some memories are treasured, and some are better forgotten. But when we realize how much we actually remember, and how deeply those memories affect us, it should make us stop and wonder, what are our children remembering? When my first daughter, Inga, was about 2 years old, she came into the room where I was working, intent on bringing me into her play. She had something she wanted to do, and she wanted me to join her. But I was busy. I said, Inga, sweetheart, I've got to do this. And then after that, I've got to take care of this. I forget what it was. And then I'll be able to play with you. Okay, so she toddled out of the room. 5 minutes later, she was back. Could we play now? I said, Inga, I'm not done here yet, sweetheart. First, I have to do this, then I have to do this, and then I'll be able to play with you. 2 minutes later, she was back. Daddy, can we play now? Well, then I got angry. I said, Inga Marlene. She always knew I meant business when I used both names. Inga Marlene. I have told you, first I have to do this, then I have to do this, and then and only then will I play with you. And I figured, there, that settles it. And as she walked out of the room, I heard her say, if you're going to talk like that, maybe you should go to bed.
Careful the things you say, children will listen.
Careful the things you do, children will see and learn.
We were late again, so we naturally forgot things in the house several times after locking the double bolt behind us and getting seatbelted into the car. I say we, but this time it was my wife, Mary. Could have been me, of course, but this time it was Mary. So I was mad. Not real mad, but mad enough to say something snide or nasty or sarcastic when Mary got back into the car. Something that would have escalated effortlessly into a disproportionate skirmish, creating sufficient tension to thicken the air all the way to our destination and loaded with all the potential to needlessly spoil the entire evening. A familiar pattern. But as she came out the door, something inside clicked, switching inside me 180 degrees, something clearly not of myself. I looked at Mary coming down the steps toward the car, and instead of a negative comment, these words, by the grace of God, came out. Your mother is a good woman, Mandy, I said to daughter Mandy in the car. Immediately, no fodder for tension, then miraculously, and the Bible says, a good woman is hard to find. Okay, it doesn't say that literally, but Proverbs 31:10 suggests as much. Quick as ever, and packed with all the innocence and wisdom of her 6 and a half years, Mandy replied, but you found her. Yes, I did, thank the Lord, I said, feeling my chest fill with unexpected and overwhelming gratitude. But Mandy's next comment was the real treasure. Unsolicited and ringing with the unaffected candor of youth, I want to be a good woman, she declared unequivocally. Every once in a while, God lets us know that some of the stuff we seek to build into our kids is actually taking hold. Though undeserved, these are priceless moments, but I'd have paid a lot of money to hear that one.
Children may not obey, but children will listen.
Children will look to you for which way to turn, to learn what to be.
I remember as a child a shaping moment in my life, a defining moment. I remember this moment. As a 13-year-old, I had been given the responsibility for a Wednesday night youth gathering. It would take place every week. It would become the place to be for the young people in our church if everything went according to plan. On paper, it looked fantastic. And I was in charge. I was in charge of the program, the publicity, the pop, and the potato chips. I was to make sure that the hot dogs sizzled, the basketballs bounced, and the kids had the time of their lives. And I crumbled under the pressure. And I quit. And the next time I saw the assistant pastor who had saddled this 13-year-old with all of this glorious potential, the next time I saw him, I couldn't look him direct in the eye, and yet I knew I must look him direct in the eye. And I tried, and I did. And when I did, he smiled a funny smile and said, "Ah, once this boy did shine. He used to shine." And with those words, he confirmed what I had feared all along. Not that I had failed, I knew that. What I had feared all along was that this failing had somehow made me less than what I had been. Less dependable, less capable, less lovable, less. And now I knew. I didn't shine anymore. How easy it is, as adults, when our expectations aren't met, how easy it is to react. And those reactions can be defining reactions. And how easy it is to believe as adults that once we have named a child at birth, that the definitive name has been given, that our power to name begins and ends with filling out a birth certificate. My children have names, Inga, Erica, Hans. Sandy and I gave them those names when they were only minutes old. But we have continued to name them. Names like honey, sweetheart, buddy, pal, darling, partner. Names that make them want to smile and giggle and play and hug and grow and learn and become the flesh and blood model of those names. But other names can inspire different desires no matter who the child is. Names like dummy, and klutz, and moron, and lazy, and messy, and inconsiderate. What? You get the idea. Names. Names we, you and I, give our children in those moments when we forget that a reaction can be a defining reaction, and a name can be a defining name. And the love we show them, or hide from them, or withhold from them, will define them and influence their assessment of who they are. Jack Veroniak knew that. Jack stood Sunday after Sunday in the entrance of Northbrook Alliance Church. I was a child then, a child totally enthralled by this simple but simply wonderful man. He loved us children, and he did it with candy and with gum and a hug and calling us by name. And the memory of that defining love has never gone away. A love that said, you are welcome here. You belong here. You are part of this family. Let the children come unto me. Yeah. There was something like Jesus about Jack Vironiak in his reactions, in his naming, and in his love. Careful the things you say, children will listen. Careful the things you do, children will see and learn.
Children may not obey, but children will listen. Children will look to you for which way to turn, to learn what to be.
Careful before you say, listen to me. Children will listen.
Children will listen.
We want to say thank you to the people who make this program possible. It takes a lot of folks, a lot of special folks who work very hard. Dick Beckvar, our technical supervisor, Travis Ludwig, assisted by Chris Wild, take care of our house sound. Radio engineers Dave Schmidt, assisted by Don Malley. Our house manager is Carrie Baker. Our stage manager is Jenny Hallstein. Video crew courtesy of Northwestern College. Thanks to the New American Standard Band. Mike Donnelly, Jesse Wheeler, Dave Hagner, Scott Melchow, and Bruce Belgard, and to the Refreshment Committee, Angie Gislason, Carol Hawley, Mary Miller, Mike Donnelly, Jeff Miller, Kevin Remdy, and Bruce Belgard. Our associate producer is Judy Hannestead, executive producer Paul Ramsey. Michael Pierce Donnelly is our music director and co-creative director, Jeffrey S. Miller. And thanks to our guests tonight, the Northwestern College Vocal Ensemble, directed by Dennis Port, and thank you to Chiz Ryder. I'm Richard K. Allison. We'd like to tell you something else before we go tonight. We want you to know that we consider it a privilege and an honor that you would allow us to be a part of your evening. Many of you have told us through your letters or through talking to you personally that you listen on the way home from church and sometimes have to sit in the garage for the rest of the show so you don't miss anything between the car and the house. You know? You gather with families and tell friends and now we're just honored to be a part of your lives. But we also want you to know that from where we stand, the greatest honor is to speak this word, to proclaim this true story of God's love and grace. And may we suggest that there might be a danger, you know, a danger that you are so taken up by the words and the sound and the storytellers that you miss the story. Our desire, our deep desire in prayer is that through all the music and the fun, that you hear the story, that you see the Savior.
Not to us, O Lord, not to us, but to your holy name be the glory. Not to us, O Lord, not to us, but to your holy name be the glory. Not to us, O Lord, not to us,
but to you,
but to your holy name be the glory.
Glory.
Not to us, O Lord, not to us,
but to
because of your love and faithfulness. Because of your love and faithfulness, it is we who extol and sing praise to your name,
both now and forevermore. Not to us, O Lord, not to us, but to your holy name be the glory.
Not to us, O Lord, not to us,
but to your holy name be the glory.
Not to us, O Lord, not to us, but to
listening to a special rebroadcast and program Sunday Night. These shows were originally produced live before a studio audience in Maranatha Hall on the campus of Northwestern College in St. Paul and broadcast across the nation on the Skylight Satellite Network. The host was the late Richard K. Allison and featured a wide variety of talented musicians and actors, as well as nationally known special musical guests. The program was broadcast from the late 80s to the early 90s, ending production in 1994. Well, we found some of the old shows in the archives and are bringing them back as a summer radio special each weekend. So listen for another installment of Sunday Night to be aired Sunday afternoons at 4 right here on Faith Radio. If you go to our website, faithradionet.com, that's faithradionet.com, you'll find a show page for Sunday Night with a few pictures and comments about the show and the performers. Now, while we won't be posting any of the full shows as podcasts, you will find a few excerpts and highlights from some of these creative performances, skits like The Church Secretary, Missionaries in Space, and special guests such as Honey and Bob Stromberg. So watch for added material as the summer goes on at our website, faithradionet.com. And tell your friends to be sure to join us next weekend for another hour of music, mayhem, and some meaningful stuff, too, here on Sunday Night.